we bring in David Poile. And David, I guess that's sort of the theme of the season so far, surviving some of the key players that have been out and on the shelf.
I think you said that very well, Willie. It's we've had some adversity. Like I tell everybody, I was very optimistic when the season started. I really liked our training camp. I liked the chemistry, the way our team played. And obviously, the first eight games we went undefeated, which was terrific. But almost from the first game when Pekka got hurt and the second game Lombardi got hurt, it's been sort of one thing after another. But, you know, we're hanging right in there. And as Barry likes to say, we're a very resilient hockey club. And now with Pekka being out, we're going to pass the number one job off to a couple of younger guys in Lindback and Mark Dekanich, who we just called up from Milwaukee. So another challenge for the Predators here.
Pekka Rinne was playing very well for you guys, and everybody was very excited. Big shootout win in Columbus. Tough game, back-to-back nights where Columbus had not played the night before. Everything seemed fine, and I guess nobody really knew until you guys got on the plane that Pekka was hurt.
Exactly. It just was one of those things where his knee felt actually fine after the game, and then, again, I'm not exactly sure what happened, but, you know, just basically walking to the bus, if you will, to get on the plane, he just had some discomfort, and you know, our doctors obviously looked at it over the weekend and saw him today, and you know, the prognosis is that he's going to be out for, I'd say, 2 to 4 weeks. I think that's pretty accurate for what how the doctor has diagnosed it. So I guess you could say it could be worse, but you know, we're going to miss him, and hopefully our team will rally around two good young goaltenders.
Well,
we'll do our okay without Pekka.
Certainly, I was worried. You know, I always fear the worst with that kind of thing. Of course, with knee joints and goalies, you can picture the butterfly stance and all the contorting a guy has to do. He's got to feel pretty good. But I guess there is a good side to hearing 2 to 4 weeks. I mean, there are some guys that you know, for example, I think Detroit just found out Mike Modano is probably going to be out a few months with some of his injuries. I mean, these things happen. Everybody's got to manage through it. So I guess 2 to 4 weeks is not the worst news.
Well, it's not. I mean, again, you just don't know. I mean, again, the injuries are part of the game, and we all know that in every sport. But it doesn't affect everybody equally. I mean, we always say the same thing, as I'm going to say tonight, is, you know, Lindback or Dekanich have a great opportunity. Now, are they going to be able to take advantage? Is our team going to play the same way they do with Pekka in the net? Are they going to have the same confidence? I think they do. I certainly believe in our goaltenders. This is one of the things, you know, if you remember in the offseason when Dan Ellis was going to go to free agency and eventually sign with Tampa Bay, you know, everybody asked, and, you know, we certainly were wondering whether we should sign a veteran goalie to back up Pekka because he had never been number one. But we kind of stuck to our guns. We kind of believed in our draft choices, and, you know, we're right back in the same, you know, situation. And somebody asked me earlier, well, geez, now you got Pekka, should you go get a more veteran goaltender? And the answer is, you know, talking to coaches and a couple of players this morning, I think they really believe that Lindback can do it. And I know the reports down in Milwaukee have just been fabulous and how Dekanich has played. So hopefully they'll come through. I mean, you're always looking for new stories developing. Pekka was a story a couple of years ago, just making it to the NHL as a late-round draft pick. And Lindback, again, is a late pick. Dekanich, I think, is a fourth-round pick. So, you know, I actually feel pretty good about this situation.
Well, I was looking at the numbers that Dekanich has put up for the Milwaukee Admirals, and you certainly have to say, you got to give him credit. I know he probably was disappointed that he didn't win the job as Pekka's backup coming out, but he has done nothing but shut people down up there.
Yep. I mean, he's got 3 shutouts, I think, in the last 8 games. I mean, he is, you talked to Lane Lambert, the coach of Milwaukee. I mean, he is their, certainly the MVP, and it seems like every game he's like the first or second star of the game. So, you know, let's hope that Anders gets a chance to, you know, he's going to play tomorrow night, and we'll take it from there. But, you know, we're playing games every other night, and I'm sure the coaches are going to use Mark at some point, especially, you know, the fact that now Pekka is going to be out from 2 to 4 weeks. So, again, just be interesting to see how we do, and maybe we're going to develop another goaltender here in the process.
Well, David, and that's not a bad thing for short. Let's talk about David Legwand, because here's another key cog that you guys have now been without for a couple weeks now. And I know he's getting closer, but still probably not available for tomorrow night's game.
Exactly, getting closer, but not quite there. I mean, he, prior to being, you know, hurt a little bit more than he is now, was kind of hampered in a a little bit by his, you know, his legs. Just was, I guess you could say, it was in his groin area, just bothering him a fair bit. And you know, Leahy's game is skating, and when he can skate with the best of them in the league. And right now, he's just not quite at 100%. So, you know, a few more days here. You know, tomorrow night is out. Maybe Monday, hopefully Wednesday in Detroit. Hopefully we're getting close there, because you know we need him back here. And it's again, like everybody else, we want them to be back at 100%, so that there's no you know, sliding back. In other words, play a couple of games and then you have to sit out a little bit more. So hopefully he's close, and maybe you'll get in by Monday or Wednesday.
And I think I know the answer to this before I ask it, but I think people on a daily basis are still hoping to hear some glimmer of hope on Matthew Lombardi. Still no new news on him, I guess.
No new news. I mean, he was at practice today. I mean, he, you know, as he says, he is feeling better, but still, you know, not 100%. Still gets these headaches from time to time. But he himself is optimistic. I mean, he did have a concussion a few years ago, and that he was out a long time on that. So he has, you know, he has a comparable situation, if you will, that he's. That he can deal with in this situation. But, you know, it's one of those things. These concussions are a tough one for the player and for the club. I mean, you know, he's sitting there, and, you know, you just wish he could come back, because I know he could make a big difference in what we're lacking with our hockey club. So hopefully, you know, a couple more weeks, and he'll start exercising and do a few things and get back in the lineup before too long.
Let's now turn to a couple things that have been going much better. You've got Ryan Suter now. He's played a few games since he's been back, and he looks like he's starting to get his game under him. And you look at the numbers for Ryan Suter and Shea Weber, and I think they would tell you that their best hockey is still to come, even though, you know, there's so much riding on their shoulders here. You guys are in a decent position, but they have not played as a couple, or as a pairing, as best as they can play, I would believe, with Ryan's injury and Shea trying to deal with playing without him.
Well, you know, again, you can see how valuable they are individually, and for sure together. With Ryan being out, I think our whole defense was out of sorts. Everybody was playing in a different role, sometimes playing, you know, too many minutes, sometimes playing in a situation where they weren't necessarily equipped to play in, and it affected our win-loss, you know, situation. And again, Ryan coming back off this injury, it hasn't been 100%. I mean, he's still... you know, a little bit bothered by the injury, but he's getting better, as you just said. And, you know, again, I think Shea's missed Ryan, but again, I don't know, watching as a fan, I mean, Ryan and Shea get all the hard minutes. I mean, they play the most minutes. I mean, they're averaging 23, 24, 25 minutes a game, which is right at the top of any defenseman in the league. And they play against all of the top players in the league. So if it's against Columbus, like the other night, it's Ryan Suter and Shea Weber against Rick Nash and his line. And so they you know, the best players get to play against the best players all the time. So again, they're solid guys, and I think that just like Suter's injury has just put everybody out of sorts a little bit, and hopefully, as you said, he's almost back to 100%, and I think the best days are ahead for Shea and for Ryan in that area.
And we've talked about this all year long. Balanced scoring is what you guys need from the forwards. The line combinations were shuffled earlier this week. Martin Erat looks like he's starting to look like himself more, and we saw Sergei Kostitsyn and Colin Wilson on their respective lines look like they have taken a step forward here. Hopefully that can continue.
Well, there's no question that we need more scoring. I mean, we, you know, when we analyze our club both internally and, I guess you could say, publicly, we had realized that scoring is going to be a challenge. I mean, last year I think we did better than most people thought we could do, but you know, scoring has been very sporadic. I mean, when we get three goals, we usually win the hockey game. When we don't, it's going to be a tough night for us. And again, I believe that the forwards can do better. Again, you know, saying that and doing it are two different things. But I think we have some forwards that can score a little bit better, and maybe it's a little bit of combinations, and maybe it's just being out of sorts a little bit too. Just like having Lombardi out of the lineup, everybody's playing in a different situation, matched up against a, you know, maybe a less favorable defense pairing, if you will. So there's some reasons there, but I think you know, Kostitsyn has been slow to you know to exactly fit in or what have you. Hasn't got a lot of ice time. Barry's starting to give him more ice time. He got his third goal the other night. I mean, that would be great. Colin Wilson, we got to remember, is a young player. There's some inconsistencies and highs and lows, but you know, he scored the other night. And if these things continue, we'll be just fine. If they don't, I mean, we're going to be in trouble. We need to get some more scoring.
David, thanks a lot for taking the time. I know it's been a busy day trying to analyze all that's happened here. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you at the rink as the Hurricanes come to town.
Okay, thank you, Willie. We'll see you tomorrow.